I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and be a part of this show. I really am grateful for your support and thankful that you are listening to the I've Decided radio show and learning more about what we have to offer you as far as helping you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever those might be. So if you've been following us, then you know that every Sunday morning on our radio show, we kind of dive in to our weekly winning word. And we have a guest join us and we kind of talk about that and how really you can apply it to your everyday life to help you be a little more successful. And we send out our weekly winning word every Sunday afternoon. You get that weekly winning resource. If you have not signed up, if you're not a part of our community and you're not receiving that information, we want to make sure that you get signed up for that. So visit us over at ivedecided.org and learn how you can join our community and get on the path to success. Well, I'm super excited about my guest today. He's a really good friend of ours, my husband and ours, mine, I should say, Ed Malbach. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Kim.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks
good.
For having me.
Good. I know. I'm so excited. So our weekly winning word is generous.
Generous.
And when I, you know, I'm always preparing and making out my list of who I want to see if they can join me on the show. And I try to align the person with the word, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So when I thought of generous, I mean, you for many reasons popped in my mind. We've been going to church and our kids have went to school together for probably a long time now, many
long
years.
Long time, yeah.
Since Katie was three, in three-year-old preschool, and she's 14 now, so that's about 11 years or so.
Yeah, that's dating us.
I know, Kinsley 16. And obviously, I see you at the church and school and all the time and your talents that you give to help us and make sure that we're successful there. So that's the first and foremost thing. But obviously, you also work at National Seating and Mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very generous job. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you, first of all. So National Seating and Mobility, we are a custom wheelchair company. We design wheelchairs for all ages, all diagnoses, work with different doctors, physical therapists, occupational therapists around the state, myself, and the company. We have about 140 stores across the country. So we are very, very busy, very devoted to what we do. And a lot of that is with our time.
Yeah, generous.
Being generous.
Yeah, being generous. You know, just generous with your time. You're driving all over, all hours, and meeting with people and being generous with your time. And, you know, and that's the thing. We were talking before we started recording the show. A lot of times people think that you have to have money to be generous.
Oh, yeah. That is a big part of being generous, especially this time of year. We were talking earlier. But, you know, it all doesn't just fall on money. You know, your time and your talent, being able to devote a little bit of time to an organization, or maybe it's, you know, if you have a talent of building something where you can actually help an organization or a group build a stage for a play, or, you know, something like that. That's being generous with your time and using your talents the way that God asked you to, or really wants you to.
Yeah. And we said even being kind, you know, is generous.
For sure.
Being generous with your attitude, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I love it. And so, okay, well, a few weeks ago, you actually spoke at our business networking event that we do. Our business members that are a part of I've Decided, we get together mm-hmm. on the first and third Thursday of every month over at the Garden, and we meet, and we always network and connect and get to know each other. But we have a speaker. We have someone come and share with us for personal, professional development so that hopefully we leave a little better than we came in the door. That's the goal, right?
That is the goal.
And
yes.
You spoke to us about this little book, which you gave me, and I have it right here. Mm-hmm. It's called Smile and Move, A Reminder to Happily Serve. Now, what was your attraction to this book? What is it that you love so much about this book?
Well, you know, for me, it was just kind of just wrapping everything together in a servant's heart, being able to, you know, let your yes be a yes, being able to, you know, define what it means to be a servant leader. So that's really what brought me to that book, and just being able to share that with others about what we need to do in our lives. Again, with being generous, being using your time, your talents, your treasure to just help someone else out.
Yeah, smile and move. The first page says, wake up, be thankful.
That's right. I mean, it's all day, every day. That should be the first thing when you wake up in the morning is being thankful, because you are here one more day and God has a purpose for you. You're going to be able to do something stellar, something amazing that day. All you have to do is try.
Yep. Wake up and be thankful. Again, You can be generous with a thankful attitude.
Yes.
You can overflow in generosity with gratitude.
Yes.
And thankfulness. Mm-hmm. I love that. And you mentioned something. You said, let your yes be yes. And I, ever since I heard you speak to us that day, my takeaway from that, Ed, was a stellar yes.
Stellar yes.
A stellar yes. So be generous with your yes. And, you know, that means that if you can't do it, if it's not something that's you desire to do, or that you can't have a stellar yes because you're already overbooked, then have a stellar no.
That's correct. You know, it's, I think when we talked at the business meeting, I used the analogy of when my wife asked me to change the laundry. You know, and I say to her, yeah, I can do that. Well, really what I'm saying to her is, I really don't want to do that. So if you will take care of it, that'd be great. Your yes needs to be a yes, right? It doesn't need to be yes if I absolutely have to. It needs to be, yes, I will do it. That is my commitment to you. And your no has to be a stellar no also. So when, as you said, when you're overcommitted, being able to tell someone no, and this is the reason why I can't do it, that's very important.
It's very important, but I love it. You should be like, your yes should be a, you should say, yes, honey, I would love to change the laundry. Melissa
would love that.
I know I would. And then the next line, it says, be approachable.
Definitely. You know, if you're not approachable, if someone can't come up and actually have a conversation with you, that throws the entire part of being a servant leader out the window. If your employees can't come up to you and have a conversation with you, just as you and I are having right now, Kim, if they can't do that, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Absolutely.
If they're not able to come up and have a conversation and know that you're going to be attentive and listen to their concerns, there's a serious disconnect there.
It is, and that's not very generous.
No, it's
you're,
not.
You're not being very, again, you're not being very generous with your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking at the word generous. That's our weekly winning word this week. And just simple ways that it can apply to your everyday life. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I am talking to Ed Malbach from National Seating and Mobility. And we're kind of just discussing being generous in this little book that Ed spoke to us about at our business network event called Smile and Move, A Reminder to Happily Serve. And I couldn't think of a better guest. Like I said before, Ed, I think you are a servant leader. I think you serve over and beyond. But you know what? I've never hear you complain. Your yeses are pretty good yeses. Like, if they're not, you're good at hiding it.
Well, yeah, no.
You always are smiling. You're always working hard. You know, whether it's at Heritage Days, at Holy Family, you guys put that whole show on, and you know, you're there for 4 days, 5 days, putting it together, taking it down, working, and you're committed to it.
You know, and thank you for noticing. That makes me feel good. It's not the reason that I do any of that volunteering. It's for a bigger purpose. You know, it's totally for God. It's for our community. It's for Holy Family. It's for their school. It's for the church. You know, one of our priests says it the best, that parish is a parish with the heart.
Yes.
And
that's,
you know,
our motto.
That is our motto. So, you know, again, it's just being generous with, you know, the talents that God has given you.
Right.
And that's,
if you got money, be generous with the money. But, you know, you don't have to think, I can't be generous. I can't be a generous person because I don't have money. We want you to think of generosity in other aspects, not in money. Just in, again, being generous with your attitude, your time, your talents. It says, complain less.
Yes. So,
wah.
How many of us have walked in to anywhere, a big box store, a fast food restaurant, and you hear the employees complaining about their pay or not being able to get this day off or complaining about their boss not listening to them? You know, that's really not the time nor place for that. That's something that, again, being approachable, being able to go and speak to your boss or talk to the owner to figure that out, that's really not something you want to do with patrons right there. It's something that you should do that maybe in the back room, in a little more private setting where you can, you know, feel better and get your complaints out. I don't know about you, Kim, you know, you run a business. But I know that I've had, you know, years ago I've had where I walked in and I've heard employees complaining, and it's not good for business. It's not good for morale. It's just,
complaining really isn't good in general.
No.
In fact, it's, you know, if you think about complaining, you know, if there's an issue that needs to be talked about, that's different. And in the right place at the right time, here's the issue. I'd like to resolve the issue.
Correct.
It's not about why. But if you're talking about the issue to someone else besides the person that can do something about it, now you're complaining.
Exactly.
You may have a legitimate issue. You know, legitimately, someone may have done something wrong to you.
Mm-hmm.
Legitimately, you may have a right, but complaining is never going to be the right thing.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And resolving an issue, speaking to the person who can actually resolve the issue, that's not complaining. That's saying, hey, Ed, I had this happen to me and I didn't really like it. How can we fix it?
Exactly.
You're the boss. You're the person that can help me fix it. Now you're not complaining. But when you're talking to your friend, your fellow coworker about the person who may have done something, now you're complaining.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love this. It says, smile, really.
Yeah. I mean, people know the fake smile. There's the business smile. You know,
the kind that makes your cheeks hurt.
Yeah. People know.
Right.
They know when your smile is genuine and they know when your smile isn't genuine. So, you know, really smile. Show people that you're interested. Show people that you care. Give them that smile. It takes a lot. What's the saying? It takes a lot less muscles to smile than it does to frown. But really smile. Show people that you're engaged in what their interest is or what their issue is. You know, give them that presence that you're there.
Right. And you know, I have to say I'm guilty because we get so busy, you know, and then you're on a mission, you're on the move, and then all of a sudden now somebody wants to talk to you and you're just like, what? I am so guilty, you know, and it's like, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm just fine. You know, then you try to backpedal. I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to be short. I was just on my mission to get where I'm going, and I wasn't expecting this little disruption.
Yes.
And we can be a little more generous with our time.
Yes.
And use that opportunity to do that. So true.
Be generous with your time. Take the time to hear someone, whether you're in a rush or not. Just take that time.
Right.
Take that extra minute. Because that extra minute might have just solved their entire issue for the day.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to talk to you or, you know, to whomever, just being able to spend that 1 minute or 2 minutes with a person, just being generous with your time.
I feel like you have the upper hand based on what you do for a living. So it's easier said than done, but you know, in your business, every day you're dealing with people who have disabilities.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't say that I have the upper hand because I stumble all the time. I get busy, you know, just like you do. I get on the road and thinking, well, maybe I should make that phone call. No, let me listen to the radio for a little bit longer.
let me veg out.
Yeah, I need to veg. But you know, in my line of work, in what we do, we try to, you know, our one of our company mottos is somebody's waiting. So being generous with our time and with their time, you know, nobody wants to wait 3 months, 6 months for a piece of equipment that's going to allow them to get out of the house, or it's going to allow them to, you know, be able to interact with their peers and go to school. Nobody wants to wait. So with us being generous with our time, with our talents, being able to move that ball down the field, you know, to push for them to get their equipment, is very important.
I agree. But when you don't you think though, when I say I think you have a little bit of an upper hand when you're about just being generous and being grateful, being thankful, because you're working with people who may not be able to walk.
Most definitely.
And so that helps you to say, hey, it ain't that, you know.
Yes.
I can be grateful for what I have because you're seeing this every day. You know,
I thank God every day for my beautiful wife and my wonderful children. For all of our friends, I thank God all the time for that. With that being said, I have made some wonderful friends with families and kiddos. You know, it's great when I get birthday cards or birthday notices that they're having a party and they want me to attend. That just is, I mean, they're all are up on my wall in my office. You know, I get graduation notices, marriage notices.
Little kids that you've fitted with, whether it be wheelchairs or trikes or some type of mobility, they're disabled in some
yes.
means, and you help them get mobile.
Yeah, yeah. It's the greatest thing that I could do with my life.
Well, right. So that's what I'm saying. You kind of have the upper hand.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. Okay. I have the upper hand.
You got a pretty sweet gig.
I
help people every day in that aspect. And then you really have the opportunity to, I think, be thankful and be grateful. And I think the rest of us, sometimes when out of sight, out of mind, you know, we forget. I was just reading like these. I talked about being thankful on My Success, the show that we do on Tuesdays on Peoria TV. And there were like 60 things to be thankful for, you know, and it talked about how many billions of people are hungry. And, you know, if even if you're in poverty in America, you're better off than those in poverty in third world countries. I mean, just, you know, we have a lot to be grateful for.
We definitely have a lot.
We have a lot to be grateful for. What about this? Go beyond expectations.
Yeah, you know, I think I touched on that when we talked at the business meeting. You know, just going to the line, and you know, this is where I need to be. I don't know that anybody ever gets paid extra for you know,
just doing what they're supposed to do.
If you can, you know, if you can, as I said, you know, push the ball down the field, move that line, you know, do what's not expected of you. It is noticed. It is definitely noticed.
Go the extra mile.
And sometimes it's just go the extra inch.
True.
Right? Just go in that little bit extra, letting someone know that, you know, you're still there, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're thinking of them. It's huge.
I know. Just going that extra mile, that is being generous.
Yeah.
Going the extra mile is definitely being generous. And that's what we're talking about today. Our weekly winning word is generous. And my guest today is Ed Malbach. He works at National Seating and Mobility and just a great guy, very generous with his time and talents, and a perfect guest for our show today. And hey, we got, speaking of generous, we are super excited about our Motivational Leadership Conference coming up in January.
Very exciting.
And that's going to be at Richwoods High School. And we want you to be there. We want you to be there. So if you have not registered or signed up for our community, if you join our community, the registration for all the conferences are actually included in there. You can check out ivedecided.org and take care of that. We want you to be successful. That's what it's all about, right?
That is exactly what it's about.
You know, generous people, we said already, are more successful. And when you're successful, you're happy. I mean, it's just, you're living your purpose.
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you guys have not been to one of these conferences, I'm telling you right now, come to the conference. You will leave that conference thinking, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to lift that car that I drove down here.
I've decided
to lift the car. No, but seriously, in all seriousness, just getting yourselves motivated for that upcoming year, for that year, you know, being able to say, look, I'm going to stick my stake in the ground and I'm going to decide to lose weight, or I'm going to decide that it's time for me to write a book, or whatever it is, whatever your decision is.
Or take a mission trip.
So,
which we're going to be offering that up at is that's what you decided your first year that you went, right?
I am very excited about that. I really want to take a mission trip to help kids with some of their mobility needs down in the Dominican. So hopefully that will happen. I'm stoked. I'm so ready to do it.
That is exciting. And who knows, you know, and that's something that you just kind of made a decision at the conference. That was several years ago. Mm-hmm. You weren't even sure. You didn't know that. You were like, what do I don't know what I want to do, right? And then all of a sudden that just kind of like,
God
spoke to you.
God told me pretty much that this is where I want you. I want you to do something, you know, to help others. And it's fitting. I think I've been doing that for a few years, so I'm ready to branch out.
Yeah, you've been National Seating Mobility. This is like where you've worked your whole life.
Pretty much, yeah. About 25. I've been with National Seating Mobility about 16 years, but I've been doing this job for around 25.
Okay, great. Because they bought the company that you were working for, right? So that's right. So it's, you've been doing the same thing. How about this one? Have a sense of urgency.
Yeah, definitely. It's showing someone that you care. It's you're not postponing something that someone needs done. You want to have that sense of urgency. You want to be able to step up and sometimes that means that you're going to have to prioritize, of course, which, you know, we all need to do. You know, put the most urgent at the top, but you have to work through that list. You can't jump through, I can do this one today, but I'm not going to touch that for, you know, a few more days. Cause you know, it's having that sense of urgency. It's moving, it's getting the things done. Again, smile and move.
Smile and move.
It's about movement.
The word ho hum just comes to mind. You know, it's like when you meet people and they're just like, ho hum.
Yeah.
I'm just like, drives me insane.
Yes.
I'm like, move people, move it.
Yes.
Move it.
Yeah.
Don't be ho hum.
Yeah. Have a purpose.
Walk with a purpose.
Walk with a purpose.
Walk with a purpose, for sure, for sure. And that's being generous.
That's being generous.
Yeah. It just really is. So see, you can be generous in just how you walk. Really. If you think about it, these are all great ways that you can be more generous and apply it every day to your life. And it's going to help you be more successful. It just will.
Sure, yeah.
Because people are going to like you. And people are going to want to be around you.
Yes,
and
they will.
You need people to be successful.
If you do not have a core group of people that can help you smile and move, help you, you know, become that servant leader. If you don't have that group, you need to find it.
Yeah,
you definitely need to find that.
We'll
group.
Be your group.
I've decided.
We want you to be a part of our group. And then wrapping it up here. Be resourceful, you know, and I think about like you speaking at our business-to-business networking group. You gave me this book, Smile and Move. That's being resourceful.
Yeah. Well, and you know, again, it's having the resources at your hands to know, you know, typically people don't really know what I do. You know, they think that, you know, I help people. Great. But they don't know what I do. I've, you know, with my kids, I've introduced them into this, you know, the wheelchair world pretty early. So as, you know, as my kids were growing up, we would be out somewhere and they would see somebody in a wheelchair and it wasn't like, oh my goodness, what is that? It was, hey dad, did you build that one?
Oh.
You know, so they were already kind of aware that not everyone is the same. Not right. Everybody is able to walk and not everyone is able to, you know, operate a car the way the same people, you know, the way that we do. So just being able to have those resources, you know, when I talked at the business meeting, you could see people kind of looking like, wow, this guy, this is what he does. This is, he gets paid to do this. So, you know, it's a blessing for me. But being able to have those resources, it's just a big help.
Be resilient.
Be resilient. Yeah. I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just bounce back.
Yes.
Bounce back. You know, you got to be resilient. You can't take things personal. Most of the time, it's not personal.
No, it's not personal. And being able to accept a no, just because someone said no to you today, in a year, that no could be a yes.
No does not mean never.
Correct. That is exactly right. You know,
that's my life's motto. No does not mean never.
So you say there's a chance.
That's right.
and there is. I mean, truly there is.
There's always a chance because life happens. Things change.
That's right. And being, you know, being generous with your time, being generous, you know, accepting that no is that's generous. And being able to know that, you know, it again, it's not personal. It's not because you're a bad person or they don't like you.
Right.
They just don't need you right now. They
one of our business members, Ruth Bell, says, honor the no.
That's right. Yes.
Honor the no. Be resilient. Don't take it personal. Honor the no.
Yes. And you can still have correspondence with that person after they give you a no. Because, again, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Oh, is that what it's called, a squeaky wheel?
That's what we call it.
I like to say passionate. A passionate person.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. And then last but definitely not least, no excuses.
Yes. You know, there's really no excuse to not do what you're paid to do, what you're assigned to do. You know, that's a no-brainer. You know, there's no excuse to not fulfill your duty, what you're supposed to do. You know, making that phone call, you know, if you've procrastinated and not done something, making that phone call and letting the person know, look, I just did not get to it. You know, sometimes it's not an easy phone call, but they will respect you more for that than, oh, you know, I just had,
this came up and that came up.
Just no excuses.
Right. No excuses. I love that. I tried to change a couple years ago. I've made an exerted effort to stop saying I'm busy. You know, like, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. I was mm-hmm. busy. Ugh, that drives me insane. So instead, I'm honest. I say, you know what, Ed, I did not make it a priority.
Yeah.
You know, my apologies. It just wasn't a priority last week, but I'm going to work on that. You know,
definitely.
And there's no excuse. It just wasn't a priority. That's the bottom line. Because we're not too busy to do the things that we really want to do.
That's right. And again, people will respect you more for giving them an honest answer than for giving them the, I've just been busy. Yeah. I just haven't been able
to do
it.
I have so much to do. I have this. And you know why? Because everybody's busy.
That's right.
And as soon as you start giving people the rundown of all the things that you have to do, you know, they shut down. In their mind, they're going, well, you think I'm not busy?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I got that? I got that going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, we're talking about generosity, about being generous. That's really not showing that you've been generous with your time at all.
That's
you know, you're just kind of blowing that person off. Like, you weren't as important to me because I had, you know, these three other things to do.
That's right. So just be honest.
Just be honest.
And no excuses.
No excuses.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Well, that wraps up our half hour. Ed.
Wow. Really? That's.
I know. Isn't this fun?
This is fun.
It really is a lot of fun. It's a great way to get to know people and share and really just encourage and inspire. And we want to thank you so much for tuning in this morning and listening to I've Decided Radio. And I hope that you have been encouraged, and I hope that you've been inspired. And again, we would love for you to join our community. So check us out at ivedecided.org. You can check out all of our resources, like Ed at National Seating and Mobility. All of our resources are listed on the website as well. These are people that can provide you the tools and resources and the motivation, inspiration, information, everything that you need to be successful. And so if you know someone who is in need of mobility, please click on there, reach out to Ed. He is a great guy and can help you get mobile and get moving. Smile and move.
Smile and move.
We probably should give credit to Sam Parker.
Sam Parker is a fantastic author. You know, he has another book out. I believe it's called 212 Degrees, The Extra Degree.
Oh, I've read that one.
It is fantastic.
That one, you know, I read too, along with this one.
It talks about, you know, at 211 degrees, water is hot. But at 212 degrees, water starts to boil.
Yep.
And when it boils, it creates steam. And with steam, it can move a train.
Isn't that crazy?
So that one degree has just changed the entire aspect of that water.
All right. Well, Sam Parker, you can send me my check. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great day. And we will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?